Hurricane Michael has caused an estimated $25 billion in damages, according to the federal government. Efforts to get dollars into North Florida are slow and causing frustration. I'm Gabrielle Bolden. Congress failed to include disaster recovery funding in its last spending bill, upsetting Florida lawmakers and local officials who'd been hoping that money could help with recovery. Hurricane Michael has racked up to a $25 billion tab. Senate President Bill Gavano says in order for the area to rebuild, cities, countries, and their residents need access to resources.
There may be some new opportunities now for better infrastructure in those areas. But, you know, we need guidance because I feel like you have some portion of the population that may not come back there. I mean, and it's in all silos, you know, from education to healthcare. You have hospital issues. You have schools that literally have holes in them.
Galvano says the state will likely spend $2.7 billion of its own money on hurricane recovery, and that can make funding the upcoming fiscal year challenging. In an interview with sister station WLRN in Miami, Congressman Neil Dunn said even with state help, there's still other areas that are not being covered financially.
Of course, all of the military repairs to our Air Force base, our Navy base, even the Coast Guard base, those are not covered under the normal appropriations bills or FEMA or HUD.
He and fellow North Florida Congressman Al Lawson are pushing Congress to fund relief efforts. The U.S. House is proposing a hurricane relief program, and Lawson says the program will be in the amount of $8.5 billion.
As we pass through the House up in Congress, a stimulation plan, which we were saying hurricane relief program, of about $8.5 billion to help this area out. Hadn't passed the Senate yet. The Senate is saying that we might be able to put a little bit more money in it.
Meanwhile, individuals giving to storm recovery has lagged behind other natural disasters. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.